I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Good evening from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill. This is UB Basketball Insider. I am Brian Wolf, joined by the second-year head coach of the UB Bulls, Nate Oates, whose UB team will face crosstown rival Canisius on Saturday down at the KeyBank Center, part of the Big Four Classic at 3:30. But before we talk about that game, let's talk about the last game last Saturday, an 87-52 victory over Coppin State. It was finally good to be back home at Alumni Arena and get a big win against the Eagles.
Yeah, it was great. Shoot, we'd been on the road for a long time. So, the game at KeyBank will feel like a home game. Now it's, you know, anywhere in the Buffalo area, it's going to be good to be here. We don't have to spend the night in a hotel before the game. So it was good. We got on a run. Our assists were up, our turnovers were down, which is good. I think since CJ's been back these two games, we're averaging less than 10 turnovers a game, which is a big positive. I think we had 8 against Pittsburgh and 11 against Coppin State. Our assist to turnovers was about 2-1. I think we were plus 14 on the glass. There was a lot of good things came out of that game. You know, we shot it well. Obviously, Willie shot it well, which helped the team shoot it well. When you get one guy hit 8 threes, I think, you know, that's it's a good number. Hopefully, he can stay hot for us. But, yeah, it was good to get a win like that. I think it's good for our confidence, good to play well and get a win. And I think it was good. The crowd was good. I think it was good for our fans here. So we're excited to get that game.
Yeah, you talk about the assist-turnover ratio, but another number I think is also the assist with your field goals. And 21 assists on 27 made baskets, that shows that you guys are sharing the basketball pretty well.
Yeah, I was happy with it. You know, and I think getting CJ back helped quite a bit. You know, we've been learning. Guys have been getting better. You know, Blake was able to get to more of his natural role. He didn't have to make a play every time down. He was able to just, you know, move the ball a little better. You know, Willie obviously benefited from the ball movement, getting those 8 threes. But I think everybody, Dante hit a couple threes. You know, we think the team hit 15 as a whole. So it was good. You know, our assist rate was high that game. You know, and I think we had like 10 possessions where we scored in like less than 10 seconds on the shot clock too, which goes into how we want to play. We want to play fast. You know, if we can get stops and get out in transition, and when you're getting out in transition, usually those are coming off assists too. You're hitting the ball ahead and guys are making plays. So, you know, our transition game was good. We're making threes. The ball's moving. The assists were high. The turnovers were down. Offensively, we were pretty good.
When you have a guy like Willie and, you know, scoring 28 points, hitting 8 three-pointers, are you calling a lot of plays from him from the sideline, or are guys just knowing to feed him because he's hot? How do you
We started calling plays for him after he got hot, and but initially the ball is just moving. You know, the ball moves, it finds the right player, it finds the open player, he hits some shots. And then when they get hot, you know, when the other team starts to try to lock on and really take him away, you know, then you can run some stuff knowing that there's not going to be any help. But, you know, he can be the guy setting a back screen for a lob and open up that way, or put him in the corner, they lock on, you can drive that side, you know they're not going to help out the strong side corner. So, you know, use them different ways. And, you know, we did ran him for a flare. They chased it hard, and then he was able to get to the free throw line because they overplayed him on the flare, and then he drove it. So I thought he made good plays off it. But no, initially we weren't running plays, you know, that wasn't our game plan per se to get him 8 threes. The ball found him, he got hot, and then we did start to run some stuff for him once he got hot.
Talk about defensively. When you only allow 52 points to any Division I team, that's an impressive number.
Yeah, we've been talking about you know, playing defense and doing it without fouling. Like, we talked about that game, trying to make more free throws than they shot. I think we made 18. They shot 17, I believe, was the number. So we were able to accomplish that, which was big because we had been on the wrong side of that for too many games. You know, and it started out as bad as it got at Xavier. And then we gradually got better and better until this game, you know. So doing a better job guarding without fouling. You know, the one area I didn't think we did a great job was we gave the, you know, they hit 8 threes on us. They're not a great shooting team. I thought we didn't get into the ball hard enough, you know, once they got in shooting range. So, you know, we're going to have to do a better job of that with Canisius because they shoot the ball really well. I mean, they're, you know, Coppin State wasn't even a great shooting team. We gave them 8 threes. Well, Canisius does shoot the ball well, so we're going to really have to get up into them and guard their shooters. You know, at the same time, they got guys that can make plays too, so it's not like you can just crowd them off the line and, you know, like they can't make plays. They can. So we got a good test for us coming up Saturday. But I was happy overall with the performance against Coppin State. You know, they're never going to be 100% happy. There's always stuff that you can work on and improve on, though.
I know you had CJ and you had Quate for the game against Pitt, but did you kind of get a sense that on Saturday that this was really the first time that you had your full complement of guys and that you really could run the offense and play the game the way you wanted to?
Yeah, you know what? We had CJ, but he was under a minute restriction against Pitt, so, you know, we were trying to limit his minutes there. We kind of lifted the minute restriction, you know, after he'd gone through a week of practice, you know, and talking with our trainer and getting feedback from CJ. We didn't feel like we needed to restrict his minutes against Coppin, so we weren't really thinking about that like we were against Pittsburgh, so we went ahead and started them. So we, you know, and they were both had a game under their belt. They had played. It wasn't like it was their first one. So, yeah, it was nice to have the full rotation of guys. And, you know, one of our strengths this year was going to be how deep we were. And that was really the first time all year I felt like we had depth being one of our strengths. So hopefully we can stay injury-free and continue to play that way because now we've got – you know, we were always deep inside, but our perimeter play, we couldn't really afford foul trouble and all that, you know, without having CJ and Quate can even play some three. So now we've got depth on both the perimeter and the interior both, which is big for us.
Quate, a guy, gave you 6 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks, had that big putback dunk on the missed three-pointer from Willie. What does he provide off the bench?
You know what? He plays hard all the time. So he's always seems like he's around the ball, and every time a shot goes up, he goes, which, you know, that's not a given with everyone. Not everybody rebounds every time, so he's always in there around it, and then he just gets off the floor so quick, you know, and he's long. He's quick off the floor, so he's hard to keep off the glass. If you don't, you know, put a body on him, he's going to go get some offensive boards. He got the putback and all that, so it's great that he's out there, gives us energy. And the other thing he does, he covers mistakes defensively. He had the nice block there in the first half where, you know, one of our other players completely fell asleep, lost his man, had a layup, and all of a sudden Q realized what's going on. He runs over there and, you know, gets a block on it. You know, so he's covering for other guys' mistakes, which is big defensively too. So you're just starting to see the surface of what he's going to get to, too. Like, because he can shoot the ball. He's got to work on that a little bit more. He's, you know, he can handle it a little bit. He can play some three, play some four. He can guard, really, in my opinion, 1 through 5, unless they're just a huge five. So he's a big part of what we're going to be this year moving forward, when, you know, now that we've got him healthy, and hopefully he can stay healthy.
Well, the moving forward begins on Saturday, a game against Canisius at the KeyBank Center, part of the Big Four Classic. We're going to talk about the Griffs and the rest of the non-conference schedule after the break. But right now, a quick break here. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santoro's Pizza Pub and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $329 per month. Only $329 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub Grill. Our Millersport location is now complete with 40 TVs and 41 taps. We have a new bourbon rack with 55 bourbons, whiskeys, and gins, a larger bank room, and lots of room for big parties. Santora's Pizza Pub Grill will have our giving tree for the holidays. Our new banquet menu has buffet and happy hour packages, so book your function early. Of course, Transit still has 60 taps and 70 TVs. We have a new expanded patio roof for extended season with fire pit and fire tables. Still, great food, the best people, and a great atmosphere for almost 90 years since 1927. Santora's Pizza Pub Grill, a premier family business. Eat local, stay local.
Buffalo sports fans, ring in the new year at Alumni Arena as the Buffalo Bulls basketball teams look to finish 2016 with a bang. On Friday, December 30th, the men will take on Maine at 7 p.m. Then on Saturday, the women's team brings their quest to defend their MAC title as they open up conference play versus Miami at 6 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Welcome back here to UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Where the pizza and the wings are always great, always fun to eat here.
Yeah, you know what? The pizza was good. I haven't had a chance to get the wings yet. You're supposed to talk a little bit longer so I could actually eat a wing or two. But, you know, I can go ahead and talk. I'll eat the wings up after I'm done discussing the next game.
All right, well, that next game is against Canisius. That is on Saturday at the KeyBank Center, part of the Big Four Classic. Tell us what you know about the Griff so far.
Shoot, they've won five of their last six. They're playing well. They're good. They're shooting... Shooting it from three at a high percentage. You know, the point guard, Robertson's averaging about 19 a game and shooting close to, I think he's like just about 49% from three. Their starting center's actually shooting 58% from three. Crumpton, you know, a local kid, I think he's from Niagara Falls. So they're good. Offensively, they're really good. I think nationally I saw they were like, and I haven't looked in the last day or two, but a couple days ago, I think they were fifth in the country in assist rate and like 42 and three-point percentage, something like that. So, you know, they're offensively playing really well. We're going to have our work cut out for us on the defensive end, and, you know, they run a lot of ball screens. That, you know, I think guys will be familiar with the offense. I think they saw it quite a bit. Coach Witherspoon was at UB. It's similar. You know, obviously he's got a wrinkle or two they've added, and they're good. It fits their personnel. They've got two bigs that can stretch the floor and shoot it, and their guards are good off pick and roll and can – make plays, get in the lane. So it's going to be a tough game for us. You know, we're going to have to guard. And, you know, Willie and CJ and Dante and Devontae are going to have their work cut out with those guards. And our bigs are going to have to come out on the perimeter and guard those bigs. And the bigs can put it on the floor, too. They don't just shoot threes. And, you know, they shoot threes, put it on the floor a little bit, post up. So they're well-rounded on the offensive end.
A Canisius team that opened the season playing Kentucky tough, and that was a game that we watched on the bus. Down to Cincinnati, and it's something that you're familiar with because, you know, the Bulls went to Rupp as well and played really well in the first half. But a game like that could really give a team confidence throughout a season.
Yeah, it did for us. You know, we were up five at the half when we went down to Rupp, and I think, you know, we kept looking at that. They gave us confidence when we played Wisconsin that same year. We were up on Wisconsin at the half. So, you know, Canisius, they weren't up at the half, but they were up midway through the first half and played them tough for pretty much the whole first half. You know, similar to what we had done a couple of years ago there. So I think, you know, when they played them that well in the first game out, I think they, you know, realize if you can play one of the top, you know, five teams in the country as tough as we did, you know, anybody that's on their schedule they can play with, so which they've obviously been doing with winning five of their last six. So I think they've taken that confidence they got in the Kentucky game and rolled with it, and they're playing pretty well right now.
Well, this will be the third time that you'll see Canisius down at the arena now, the KeyBank Center, was first Niagara Center the last two times that the Bulls have played Canisius. Do you like going down there and playing these Big Four rivalry games at the big arena downtown?
Yeah, you know what? It's nice for a couple reasons. One is when we get to the MAC tournament, you know, we have to play in Quicken Loans, which is big. So you've got a comfort level playing in some big arenas. You know, it's bigger. Alumni's perfect size for us, but it's not the same as, you know, Key Bank or Quicken Loans, you know, or whatever. And we're actually, our next game, we got two in a row in NHL arenas because we're going back down to Pittsburgh and playing where the Penguins play, and we play Robert Morris. So we'll get a couple in a row like that. And then I also think it's nice just, you know, you can get a few more people. And, you know, with all four Western New York teams, hopefully the environment's good. We get a lot of fans down there, and, you know, Western New York basketball fans in general can come down and see all four teams in one venue. So I think it'll be good. It should be a fun day of basketball down there for the basketball fans in Western New York.
Yeah, it is a doubleheader that starts at 1 o'clock with Niagara and St. Bonaventure, and then 3:30, the Bulls and Canisius. That game can be heard right here at ESPN 1520 with Josh Wetzel on the call, 3 o'clock with the pregame show. You talk about the Robert Morris a little bit. A little weird to be going down to the exact same city for two consecutive road trips. You went and played Pitt last week, now going right down to back down to Pittsburgh, playing another team at Robert Morris, but this time playing in the big arena.
Yeah, at least it's not a far trip. It's not a bad place to get to be honest with you. You know, traffic, you know, if we don't have snow or whatever, it's under 4 hours. So it's not a bad road trip. You can get down there easy. So it's not a bad city. You know, it is a little bit different going back there twice in a row. But I, you know, and actually, if you look at the way, you know, they've got three teams in Pittsburgh. They got Pittsburgh in the ACC. Then they got Duquesne in the A-10. Then they got Robert Morris, the NEC. Well, Robert Morris beat Duquesne. Duquesne beat Pitt. So the winner of the city trophy right now is Robert Morris by the transitive property. It doesn't always work that way in basketball. But, you know, if you look at it like that, that was in the paper when we were down there. So, you know, Robert Morris isn't a bad team. I'm not sure what the record is, and I don't really want to look past Canisius because we got our hands full Saturday. But they're – you know, we're going to have to go down there and play pretty well. So, you know, and this isn't this is not a road game per se on Saturday. It's on a neutral floor. It's at the Key Bank Arena. And then really, you know, it's going to count as a road game, the Robert Morris, but that's not really their home arena either. But, you know, it's in their city, and it is a road game for us. But, it is kind of nice to get two games away from here that aren't necessarily on the opponent's campus per se. So, hopefully we can play well and get some confidence rolling into Christmas break. And then we got one more game before conference play starts up, you know, when we play Maine at home. So we got three non-conference games left before conference. Hopefully we can get on a little run here before conference play starts.
How did that Robert Morris game kind of shape up to be playing it at the PPG Paints Arena and not on campus? Was that something that was kind of in the contract they kind of approached?
No, it was I believe they're starting to do more games down there because they're redoing their arena on campus. So that's what Coach Toole had told me. So, you know, every summer I'd be at Robert Morris's campus working Five Star. That's where Five Star was big on Robert Morris campus. So they needed a little remodel on that gym. So apparently they're remodeling. It's supposed to be really nice from what they say, but during the course of that, I think they're playing more games down there to get ready for it, or they're doing it right now, one of the two. I'm not sure per se, but it was not in the contract. It was they decided to move it down there for whatever reason.
Well, Nate, best of luck on Saturday against Canisius down at the arena. I know you're heading to the arena right now for Christmas Bash, so we're going to let you go. We're going to bring Louis Spina in for the third segment, talk a little.
Yeah, I know Louis is a big Chain Smokers fan. He wishes he was going to Christmas Bash, but he could go hang out with my daughters, you know, sing along with the Chain Smokers. But Louis got his Uggs, though, I saw.
he does. You got it with this weather, with it being 10 degrees
right
out. But happy holidays. We're going to take a little bit of a break here, so we'll talk to you again after the new year once conference play rolls around.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody, right, Wolf?
All right, exactly.
All right, take it easy.
All right, well, that was Nate Oaks. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, we have Louis Spina. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $329 per month. Only $329 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santor from Santor's Pizza Pub and Grill. Our Millersburg location is now complete with 40 TVs and 41 taps. We have a new bourbon rack with 55 bourbons, whiskeys, and gins, a larger bank room, and lots of room for big parties. Santor's Pizza Pub and Grill will have our giving tree for the holidays. Our new banquet menu has buffet and happy hour packages, so book your function early. Of course, Transit still has 60 taps and 70 TVs. We have a new expanded patio roof for extended season with fire pit and fire tables. Still, great food, the best people, and a great atmosphere for almost 90 years since 1927. Santor's Pizza Pub and Grill, a premier family business. Eat local, stay local.
Buffalo sports fans, ring in the new year at Alumni Arena as the Buffalo Bulls basketball teams look to finish 2016 with a bang. On Friday, December 30th, the men will take on Maine at 7 p.m. Then on Saturday, the women's team brings their quest to defend their MAC title as they open up conference play versus Miami at 6 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Welcome back to UB Basketball Insider here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I am now joined by Louis Spina, the Assistant Director of Athletic Communications, who is the women's basketball contact. The women's basketball team will be home on Wednesday, December 21st, when they host regional rival in 2016 NCAA Tournament team St. Bonaventure. Tip-off is at noon. Before celebrating the holidays, come celebrate the Bulls. All tickets are just $5. To order, call the UB ticket office at 1-877-UB-THERE. Louis, great start for the UB Women's basketball team. They had another big win at Canisius last week. Just talk to us about what the Bulls are doing.
Yeah, it was a great start for them. 8-0, tied the program record for most consecutive wins to start a season off. It was a big one to get that one at Canisius. It was easy to overlook them. You know, coming in, they didn't have the best record in the world. And Joanna Smith, the lone senior on the team, finally stepped up and had a big game, which everybody's been expecting all season long. And she came out and scored 23 points, scored 19 in the first half, and, you know, really ignited the run in the first half to lead them to victory.
Well, and a team that's been home so often and really has only played two true road games at Duquesne and then this game at Canisius, it's never easy to go on the road, and it's a UB team that wasn't used to doing it, which made the win even more impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great being home for me personally. I know some of the girls like being on the road, and Coach Jack likes being on the road, getting away a little bit, but it was a big win. You know, you only play two away games for 2 months. It's tough going away and getting up that win. So both of the away games have been pretty tight, you know, contested games. Duquesne, we won at the buzzer on a Cassie Hauser layup and won. And then Canisius was, you know, it was a 10-point game in the fourth. They were fighting real hard, and it's a cross-town rival, so it's always good to pick up that win.
And one of the players that love playing against cross-town rivals, because I believe she had a big game against Niagara too, is the freshman Summer Hemphill. She had a big game off the bench.
Yeah, Summer's been unbelievable. You know, she comes off the bench, and with her athleticism, I knew she was having a good game. Canisius' tallest player, 6'1". Summer's 6'1", and super athletic. So going into it, we knew that she was going to have a good chance of having a big game, and she went out there and got a double-double, first career double-double for her. Our bigs, I mean, Cassie Owsler's been playing at a high level. Everybody on the team has been playing at a great level so far.
For someone who covers the team, you can go into every game, and you really have no idea who the star player is going to be in any given game. And it could be from the starting five, it could be off the bench, whether it's Summer, whether it's Gabby, whether it's Courtney, anybody in any given day can be that catalyst for this team. And that makes it a really dangerous group.
Yeah, it's great going into games not knowing. I mean, last season, if we knew if Joanna had an off night, we were going to struggle a little bit. If she didn't score 20 a night, you know, we might not have a great chance of winning. This year, every night, it's somebody different, you know. Before the game, people say, oh, who are your go-to players? And I list off 11 different players, and they look at me like I'm crazy, and I just can't pick. from game to game who was going to explode for 15 points and get a double-double off the bench, or, you know, score 19 first-half points and hit five threes like Joanna did. You know, it's really fun. This team is, you know, the true meaning of the word. Dan picks up her second foul, and, you know, junior leader of the team picks up her second foul. She's upset. You know, she didn't agree with the call. And she subbed out. Summer was going in, and Cassie was on the baseline and was started to walk to the bench, and she like, thought to herself, well, I better go slap her hand. So she ran all the way down, slapped Summer's hand while she was going to the other end of the court, and I was just like, that really is like the true meaning of a team right there. You know, the senior, or the junior could have just easily walked off to the bench and pouted on the end. But, you know, she's building something here, and that's what Coach Jack has been preaching. You know, that this is a team, and it takes everybody to win these games.
And at times, it almost overlooks the contributions of the point guard, Stephanie Reed, because, I mean, I think she was flirting with the triple-double for a little bit there against Canisius, and sometimes the numbers aren't always there, but her contributions on the court are more than just what you see in the box score.
Yeah, she was scoring 4 points a game to start the season off, and looking at it, you would say, well, she's having a rough start. You know, she's not scoring, and Coach Jack would say she was the best player on the team. She was, you know, she always says she has the keys to the Mercedes out there, and she lets her do her thing, and, you know, she's a floor general. That's the best term for her. She knows what she's doing. She's the best defensive player on the team by far. She draws more charges than I would put it up against anybody in the country. She's drawn 3-4 charges a game, and, you know, she was flirting with the triple-double, and after the game I said, hey, you know, you were flirting with the triple-double, and she goes, really? I didn't know I had 8 assists and 8 rebounds. She goes, 8 rebounds? I've never had 8 rebounds in my life. And I go, you didn't even know that. And she said, nope, because she's so involved in everything about the game, she doesn't care about that stuff. And that's what makes her a really dangerous player.
3 non-conference games left. Starts on next Wednesday, the 21st, against St. Bonaventure home, and then on the road to a tournament in Fordham. What do you expect from the Bonnies? It's a team that's struggling a little bit, but still a team that's got NCAA tournament experience. And, you know, again, another Big Four rival.
Yeah, this is going to be a test for us. You know, they're struggling a little bit. They had a lot of players leave the program. Their coach left. But they still have experience on that team. They do have 5 or 6 players that went to the NCAA tournament last year and played decent minutes. They're starting to pick it up a little bit. They had a slow start, obviously, with the new coaching staff. You're going to have those bumps in the road early on. But, you know, they handed us a whooping last year at third place, just like Hofstra did. And I think that our team's going to take that and kind of run with it in that game, reminding that last year they gave us a little butt-whooping.
And then you go down to Fordham and you play a really good Fordham team and then a couple other good schools as well in that tournament. A good end to non-conference play.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, getting out, you know, actually having a trip away, going to New York City, spending time. We're going down on a Tuesday, and, you know, we don't play till Thursday, so it's going to be nice spending a couple days with the team, you know, growing this group together, because it is a little bit of a different group. I know there's a lot of returners, but, you know, there's 4 freshmen and 4 newcomers to this team, so, you know, they need that to grow as a group and go and play a really good Fordham team on their home court, you know, and get some momentum heading into the MAC opener, which is, we'll be playing 3 days in a row, which is unheard of in basketball, really. So, you know, getting that momentum, playing in that tournament, being away right after the holidays in a cool city and experiencing a little road life, I think it's going to be good for this group heading into MAC play.
You mentioned the MAC opener, December 31st, New Year's Eve, 6 p.m. at Alumni Arena against Miami of Ohio. What have you seen so far from the MAC and how this UB team stacks up against the league?
This is a very, very good teams in this conference. I mean, Ohio was undefeated until a couple nights ago when they lost to a Big Ten team, Michigan. And, you know, Toledo's having a great year. Even the bottom teams that most people say are bottom teams, the Miamis, the Northerns, those teams beat us last year. And, you know, they could beat anybody on a daily basis. So, you know, there's a lot of disparity in this league. There's a lot of teams in the middle that could come out and shoot lights out and beat you and put up 80 points. And that's one thing about the MAC that Coach Jack always says. They have great coaching. That's why everybody, you know, plucks coaches from the MAC to go to bigger conferences, because there's great coaches in this conference, there's great players. And, you know, I think we're positioned in a good spot because we have that experience from the run last year. We have a lot of returners to this team, and, you know, I think we're poised to make another deep run into the MAC tournament.
Finally, what's been your most impressive moment or highlight that you've seen so far from this team this year?
I think going on the road and beating a very good Duquesne team was the moment that like kind of brought this group together. You know, being down in the fourth, heading into the fourth quarter, fighting back, being down by four with 2 minutes to go and fighting back, and you know, they drop a play to their best player, Joanna. She gets rejected at the rim, grabs her own rebound, and just, instead of putting it up on her own, she passed it to Cassie, who got the and-one layup. And you know, the whole team aspect of this team has been great to see. I kind of knew that this was a tight-knit group coming in, but seeing them grow and be 8-0 and go for a record in the next game, and you know, just seeing them interact off the court, it's truly been something special to see. And you know, hopefully it takes them a long way.
Well, Louie, thank you for your time and talking about the UB women's basketball team. That's going to do it for this edition of UB Basketball Insider. We're going to take a break for the holidays. We'll be back after the new year where we can talk about Mid-American Conference play. But for now, that'll do it for everybody here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. We wish everybody a happy holidays and a very happy new year.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.